This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 351 for Monday, April 15th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE futures canola market is in negative territory on Monday morning as comparable oils moved lower. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both in the red, while crude oil is stepping back despite Iran's attack on Israel the last weekend. However, Chicago soy oil is steady. A system will bring precipitation across the prairies in the coming days, while another system will bring 10 to 25 millimeters of rain to southern Manitoba later this week. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract is down $9.40 per ton at $625.30. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all trading downwards. After canceling Ukrainian cargoes, China may cancel corn shipments from elsewhere in Europe in order to ease supply pressure on the domestic market. One source said that Chinese corn prices have been near three-year lows. Safras and Mercado raised its Brazilian corn crop forecast by 270,000 tons to 125.86 million, despite a 370,000 cut in projected Safrinha corn production. The USDA projected 124 million tons. The USDA also reported an export sale to Mexico for 135,000 tons of old crop and 30,000 tons of new crop corn. Rains across the U.S. corn belt could hinder planting progress this week. The May corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.31. The USDA reported a private export sale of 124,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The trade is expecting 197.79 million bushels of soybeans crushed in March ahead of today's U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association report. Soy oil stocks are expected to be 1.792 billion pounds. Safras and Mercado also raised its Brazilian soybean forecast by 2.65 million tons at 151.25 million, right in between estimates from the USDA and CONAB. Chinese soybean imports were 5.54 million tons in March, down 20% from 1 year ago and a four-year low. The first quarter total was 18.58 million tons, also a four-year low. The May soybean contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.60. The southern U.S. plains will see a storm system this week, but will not provide sufficient amounts of precipitation, as strong winds will dry the soil further. However, rains will fall on northern and southern hard winter wheat growing areas. France Agrimaire rated the French soft wheat crop at 64% good to excellent, the lowest rating in 4 years and down from 94% 1 year ago. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.49. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.37. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, April 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.